All right, so our last speaker for the evening is Mark Wheeler. Mark is a former park ranger, trail builder, conservation organizer, deputy mayor, consultant, nonprofit director, researcher, and Mudroom storyboard member. Yes, you guessed it, he was an English major. Mark now owns a local ice cream and coffee shop with his wife, Jessica Paris, further confirming his college major, and tries not to embarrass his children, Celia and Ferguson, too much. Mark is proud to call Juno home since 1995. Please welcome Mark.
Thank you. I saw Ken Leghorn earlier, and I said, Ken, I was going to embarrass you tonight. Ken's done a lot of great things for Southeast Alaska, but I think you will all agree that importing Julie to Juno was top of the list. And how about that 100% organic Sentinel coffee? The man who roasts that coffee in small batches by hand, Inga Davis is back in the back, Dave Thomas. Well, to talented Dave Thomas. I also want to give a shout out to Hal, who brewed those pots just for you tonight. We have a couple more COPA staff here. I just really want to thank them for being here, and I love all of you. I'm a crier, so you're forewarned. I want to thank Jessica for being here tonight, too, and for letting me tell this story. It's hasn't been easy these past 3 years. Ice cream is my jam. If I was an artist, cream and milk and sugar would be my palette. You can do anything with ice cream. But I'm not going to bore you with tales of ice creams that I made, like herring roe ice cream or caramelized onion, which is actually Ora Landell's favorite ice cream. But I'm going to talk about our little family business and what it means to me today. It was May 2013. I was going through a traumatic layoff. I was losing my 12-year career with Big Brothers Big Sisters, all because a Texan with a too large ego was moving my job to Irving with a lot of other jobs. I was lost and confused, and I was really hurt. And then my friend Clint says, hey, did you hear the Song Sushi building is getting renovated and the landlord wants to put in a coffee shop? Boom. That's what I was going to do next. I just knew it in my bones. I was going to run a coffee shop and we'd make ice cream because I like to make ice cream. Actually started making rhubarb sherbet commercially right there in that kitchen. And Judy Knight put up with me and my dirty dishes. So I had this idea, and Jessica just happened to be on her first sea kayaking trip in a decade. So my idea had plenty of room and time to take root and grow. And when she got back from Seymour Canal, I started my relentless lobbying campaign. Wasn't it going to be great? Just think how much money we're going to make off those $4 mochas. After 20 years in nonprofit work, I was ready to make some money. But she was smarter than that. She saw through the mirage of easy money through coffee. But I was persistent, and I gradually wore her down. September 2013, 4 months later, building plans were done, electrical work installed, plumbing installed, equipment purchased, two baristas hired. We opened in September 2013, 4 months later, and I was not of sound mind. Really. I had the prescription to prove it. Anyway, and it was going to be great. I hadn't taken any barista training, all the ice cream making I knew from cookbooks, but it was going to be perfect, right? Thankfully, we had people like Chris Knight who came every day and put up with my bad espresso shots and my too cold milk foam because he wanted to see us succeed. We had two great baristas. We first hired Katie and Nikki, and they had a magic touch with the customers. Nancy Hemingway. Nancy spent hours and hours testing recipes and came up with our baked goods and our bakery, and I didn't want to have a bakery. But Nancy made it happen. And we had friends like Barbara Craver who came every day too, because they wanted us to succeed. But then winter rolled around, I started to lose employees, and I was working 60 or 70 hours a week on my feet, and I was worried. I'd blown through my severance. I didn't know if we were going to make it. We'd have to make it off of what little the business would produce and Jessica's salary, and thank God for her health insurance. I got irritable, and I was not much fun to be around. But then gradually, it took shape. And my management style of just making it up as I go along didn't run us out of business. We hired some great kitchen staff, and Carrie and Isaac really fleshed out our menu and made us consistent and solid in the kitchen. And thanks to a grant I won, I even got to go to barista class. And we sent India off to barista camp, so our coffee got much, much better. And then last year, I think it was in May, a young man wrapped himself in the Confederate flag, went to a church in Charleston, South Carolina, and murdered 9 innocent people. And I remember being in this church a week later and imagining what that would have been like if that would have happened here. So I felt I had to do something, and it always bothered me to see the Mississippi flag on Egan Drive with its symbol of institutional racism. So I knew others felt the same way, so we got together at COPA, and we organized. And I realized then that COPA could be a meeting place and a place to organize for the community. We worked hard, and we prevailed, thanks to support from 300 community leaders, our entire Juneau legislative delegation, and the Friends of the Flags agreed and took the flag down. I think I saw Jim Carroll tonight. Thank you, Jim. But along the way, I got singled out. It was my picture on the front page and the back page, and people came after me and came after COPA. I didn't know what an internet troll was before this happened, but they struck, and they struck hard. They threatened to boycott our business. They wrote nasty reviews on social media, threatening our rankings. They even went so far as to say they were going to make up anti-COPA bumper stickers and paste them all around town. I really thought we were going to get a brick thrown through our window, and Jessica and I were really shaken up. But then a beautiful thing happened. Our friends and our customers rallied behind us and started posting glowing reviews on social media, drowning out all the haters. David Katze came to our business, and one quiet Saturday morning, he performed a Tlingit ceremony, and he hung a protective Devil's Club branch above our front door. And that fall, the Juneau Empire did its annual survey, and we were voted best business in all of Juneau. So you see, love overcomes hate. It really does. And as I've grown into the business, I've realized that this business is not just about making money. This business is an extension of myself and our family values. And we love being a place for the community to gather. We love hosting events like the Kids Open Mic Night a few weeks ago. We have great customers. Last week, a man and his wife, they brought their kids to celebrate because they just adopted them in the federal courthouse. We have customers tell us their joys and their sorrows. Sometimes they break down right at the counter, and we comfort them with a hug or a smile or a free cup of coffee. And they help us back. They bring us their favorite plum cake recipe. They bring us homemade sausage. Even Dave Haas brings us his hand-picked Nagoon berries every year. Last week, our customers, in one day, donated $2,000 to one of our baristas for her emergency medical fund. Now, I'm not as worried anymore about how my political views might affect the business. Well, maybe a little bit. But Jessica and I were so worried and concerned about the misogyny in the media that we decided to make a nasty woman ice cream. We thought we might get some hate, but we knew our customers would enjoy it, and we could help the AWARE shelter at the same time. and it brought in many more women customers to our business. It's just not all about making money. There's more things that are important. There's community, there's our youth, there's social justice, investing in your employees, even though they're gonna leave you probably in a year. These things are what's important. And I love this town. I cherish my wife. I adore my kids. And I love myself. I love this, like my arms and my feet. I love this extension of myself, this little business called Copa. Thank you.